North Lakes Endocrinology, Sarah speaking. Mask is calling. Sue Godfrey. Just hold on a moment. I'll see if she's free. I think she was having a late lunch, but I'll just check.
Hi, Susan. Melissa here from Dr. Divya's Rooms. How are you? Okay. Yep, no, that fully understand. I was just a bit concerned with, when you mentioned extra bits and I thought, oh, I don't want to muck it up. So, all right. So tell me again. Yep. Okay, so that's the easy bit. Yep. Mm-hmm. 85656. Okay, so I don't know. What was the 1001 number that? What was that? Okay, Queensland Police Credit Union. Yeah. Q Bank, all right, okay. So I'll just make sure when he checks it that it definitely says Q Bank. So you think the safest thing would be to use a BSB 704052 and your account number. Oh, hold on, get a sneak. Excuse me. Account number 85656. You think that's the safest one? Okay. All right. Okay. So I'll shoot that to him. Yep. Yes, I've got it all in an envelope for you with the letter just explaining what's happened. So basically I got myself confused yesterday. So because you're an uninsured patient, it was $200 per day, which added up to $1,000. So you've paid your portion and Medicare's paid technically your rebate to Dr. Divya. So now I've asked Dr. Divya to give you that rebate back of the $371.25. Does that explain where we're at? Yes, $200 per day because you were uninsured. Yes, at the time, yes. So I was looking at a hospital insured quote yesterday and that's where I got myself confused. So, I put that in the letter. But, I've explained myself wrong yesterday. So it was definitely the $200 a day for the 5 days. So you've paid the right amount. Medicare's paid the right amount. We just need to give you your rebate back. Yeah, so I'm just wanting to get that bank details correct so he can transfer that across to you. No, because you must have submitted it to Medicare, so they've sent you the check for your rebate for some silly reason. Yeah, okay, and then you've gone ahead, which was lovely, and paid the difference to make it to the $1,000. All right, now we have to give you the Medicare money back. Yeah, it's a bit crazy, but anyway. So that's going to be the check amount, which was $371.25. Okay, so they give you back $74.25 for each $200 payment. All right. Oh, dear. Yep. Hopefully in the next couple of days or something. I mean, give it the weekend. I'm not sure when he's going to do it, but I have stressed to him that he needs to do it ASAP. But I just wanted to double check those banking details again. So I'll quickly shoot that to him now. So hopefully you should see that come through. If for whatever reason, you know what doctors are like, they're a bit slack. If for whatever reason you don't see it by next Wednesday, can you ring me back again so I can chase him up? Yeah, because I explained to him, you know, it's not right for you to be waiting this long for the money back. So yeah, so if you haven't heard by Wednesday in your bank, yeah, please let me know so I can chase him up. All right. Yeah, very confusing one, and I got myself confused, but yeah, we're definitely all sorted. I've got it all in the envelope to post to you, and I'm just going to let Dr. Dibia know your bank details, so you should keep an eye out for that $371.25. All right, Susan. Yep. I know it can be a little bit slack, so that's why I don't want you waiting forever. So if you feel like enough time has passed, you just ring me up and I'll chase him up again. All right. No worries. Thanks for ringing back. Okay, bye-bye.